Isabel, 79.5, you must be delighted with that. Tell us about your test.
I was really, really happy and pleased with Hannes. He was very concentrated. It worked super with the music. And it was, I think, a really good test without big mistakes. And that was the goal. And at the end, I think it was not too much. I expected a bit more than 80%. But OK, that's a game. And so that's it.
Do you think some improvements since the Grand Prix special, some work that has become better?
Yeah, no doubt. It was with much less mistakes in the special. There was just a little chance for third place, and so I said, I've tried to take all the risk I could take, and that's a thin line. I had too many mistakes to come and to become closer to the better places, and today it's much better, and it was a bit the same like in the Grand Prix. So I can be very satisfied with the end now.
It's a routine you've used for a while. What does it allow your horse to show off to your satisfaction? What are you particularly pleased with?
Like today, like in the Grand Prix, that Hannes showed less mistakes, no big mistakes, and that he shows his best, what he can show. And it was not perfect, but it was for him it was really good, so I'm pleased with that.
I know you consistently ask this, you know, Germany bringing up a young team of dressage riders now. You've had your sort of Michael Schumacher period in dressage. Do you think it's good now that the sport is more competitive with more nations?
Of course. It was just a question of time that the Germans were beaten. And last year it started, and in Turin it was the Germans were second already, so I think it's good for the sport, and for us it's an inspiration. It needs time to grow up with horses, to bring horses and young horses up again, and I think for us this year, next year will be hard, and we have to fight maybe for second and third place. But I hope in London that we come close enough to make it exciting again for the first place.